Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Emerging podcast scene, this time with special guest Coach Herm Edwards. He'll tell you why he doesn't feel bad for Myles Garrett at all.
And who he's blaming for the struggles at quarterback. It's the Emerging Podcast Scene with special guest Coach Herm Edwards. Brought to you by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Good morning. Good morning. Hi.
What's going on, Kenny?
Nothing. Do we have coach yet? We do.
We've had heavy hitters after heavy hitters throughout the day, and it continues now.
Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Do we have him?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Coach Herm Edwards joins us right now on the hotline. Tone, go ahead.
Oh, we're so excited to have you on, and let's get to it right off the bat because we want to know what the responsible way to handle the Browns quarterback situation is with Joe Flacco having one good game, one very bad game, and having the Green Bay Packers and Micah Parsons coming to town on Sunday.
Well, I think it all will work its way out. I mean, right now they're sitting at 0-2. If this continues to be, part of the deal, eventually you can see them probably making a quarterback change. I mean, you think about their schedule. Their schedule's not favorable, to be quite honest, especially the first four games. I mean, it's tough. And now after this game, then they got to go to Detroit. And Detroit finally woke up, it seems like. So, and by the way, Minnesota Vikings are playing well. So it kind of handles itself. You just kind of let it play out. And eventually, if you feel like, you know what, it's going in the wrong direction, we got to get these young guys involved, then you got to make the change. I mean, it's just – it's inevitable. You know, this is the same thing that I think that the Giants are dealing with, right, with Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They sit in the same kind of predicament, and as you let it play out after about a month of football, what is your record? And you can say, well, it's not the quarterback. But, again, everyone looks at the quarterback, right? Quarterback and head coach, they're the only ones that have records behind their names. No one else does. It's the quarterback and the head coach. And if you're 0-4, you're going, maybe we got to do something. It's hard, but just got to let it play out.
How does a rookie quarterback coach prove that he's ready to conduct your offense?
Well, he's not, and you know that. And the first thing you do is you walk in the defensive room when you make a quarterback change, and you tell him, hey, look, he's going to throw the ball to the bad guys. He's just going to do it because that's what they do. And when they do, just we got to hold them to field goals, guys. And the defense gets it when you play with a young guy. It's going to take him a little while to to get comfortable playing quarterback. And we see it all through the league. You see young guys play and you go, oh boy, and they have quarters of where they look really good. And then they have boo-boos, you know, they make mistakes, but you got to live through it. And that's just part of it. It just, it's inevitable. The key is, who's the next guy, right? Who is that guy? And I think we all know. And so from there, it's like, okay, when we make, and here's the dude you got to understand. When you make the change, you can't go back to the veteran unless you know, the young guy gets hurt. You can't go back to the veteran. You're done. You're going to play with that guy the rest of the year. Mm.
Coach Herm Edwards joining us right now. So one of the things we certainly know is that not all quarterbacks are on the same timeline, and it's really difficult to predict who's going to be ready to go. Last year, Jaden Daniels, he showed he was ready to go basically instantly, but most aren't that way. I mean, I heard Patrick Mahomes 2 years into his career talking about not being able to read linebackers. So what is it? What is a good determining factor on whether or not a guy could be expected to actually have a pleasant start?
It has a lot to do with the play caller, to be quite honest. The failure of quarterbacks has a lot to do with the guy calling the plays. That's just my personal opinion. I say that because if you look at quarterbacks, well, let's take, okay, since we're in Cleveland, okay, let me ask you this. There's a guy in Tampa Bay. His name is Baker Mayfield. Interesting, isn't it? Wasn't he in Cleveland at one time?
Yes.
When he left there, it was like, oh, he can't play. Really? Yeah, he threw 41 touchdown passes last year. And he's playing pretty good right now. So a lot of it has to do with the play caller. And are you willing to be a play caller that understands I have this quarterback, it's not about plays, it's about the player. And will I build the offense where he can have some early success? And that's what you got to get through. And that's always that's why you think about, just close your eyes and think about this. Think about all these quarterbacks that have gone to other places and have had some success, right? It's like, hey, man, how does this happen? It's just part of the deal. Now, some of them are busts. I get that. But it's just amazing when you look at it, when you look at the resurrection of some of these quarterbacks, and you go, look at – here's another one. Look at the Colts right now. Right? Who's their quarterback? Right? He was in New York. True. They ran him out of there.
Yeah.
They're 2-0. Oh, by the way, the Colts are 2-0. Danny Dimes, they will call him, right? Danny Dimes. Oh, he can't play. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now maybe it won't work out, but it's just kind of interesting, right?
Well, it's happening more, though, right, Coach? Like Geno Smith, yeah. Obviously, Sam Darnold. This is happening more and more with Baker. Why is it that this didn't used to happen, and now is it because teams are moving on from their quarterback sooner rather than later?
Yeah, because there's so much pressure, right? When you don't win and you get to that point to where you go, I got to make a change, you know. Because, you know, it, like I say, the head coach and the quarterback, they're the ones, their whole careers, they have a record behind their name. No one else does. It's just the head coach and the quarterback. And when the quarterback's not winning, you go, well, okay, is it the head coach's fault or is the quarterback's fault? Who is it? They're both tied together. You go, well, I got to make a change. And then you got to ask your team, you know, I need a spark. Right? I need a spark. I got to do something. And so the biggest way you get – if you change the left tackle or the right guard or the defensive tackle, nobody cares. But when you change the quarterback, oh, boy, that gets everybody's attention. Oh, you just change the quarterback. I did it. I did it in New York when I had Vinny Testaverde my first year, and then the next year we got to the playoffs the first year, and the next year we get off to a slow start. We're sitting at 2-5. And I make the change to Chad Pennington, right? I was on the airplane when I made the change. I can remember like it was yesterday. We just lost to Jacksonville. We're flying back, and I'm at the back of the plane, and I call Hackett back there. I said, I'm going to make the quarterback change. He said, what? I said, yeah. I said, 10 is going to start. And Chad Pennington started, and we won the division. that worked out. Now, sometimes it doesn't work out.
All right, Coach, but when you make that move, are you 100% all in, or is part of you going, I hope this works?
No, I'm 100% all in. I'm all in. When you decide that, you got to be all in. And the first thing I told Chad, I said, look, don't try to lead. Don't try to be a leader. You just go play quarterback. That'll take care of itself. I said, if you want to lead, go win some games. And he did. And it worked out. Now, let me ask you guys this, because you guys are in Cleveland.
Please.
So, if they make the change, is Gabriel the guy?
No, like the guy, like the franchise guy?
No, is he the next guy up?
Yes.
Okay. You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Think about the quarterbacks in Cleveland history. I'm going to tell you who he does. And it's almost as eerie, except he's left-handed. He reminds me of Brian Sipe.
Wow.
I played against Brian Sipe in my era when he was in Cleveland.
Tell me why.
San Diego State. But
tell me why.
Same size, except he's left-handed. Very accurate. Gets the ball out of his hand. That was Brian Sipe. About the same dimensions. About the same height. Was 6 foot. Maybe say 6'1". Maybe fudging it. Whatever. But Brian was right-handed. But he bounced around. And when he was there, back in the day, they were good now. Whew. He got rid of the ball. He had a good running game. I mean, you know, good defense. When I watched that kid play in the preseason, I went, this guy reminds me of Brian Sipe.
You know, obviously.
Going down memory lane, but he does.
Well, and there's some great memories and the cardiac kids, obviously, for the Browns back in those days. So I guess I would ask you, the reason, you know, we tend to be skittish on smaller quarterbacks is just obviously how the offensive line, the big guys in the defensive line, and now they seem to be just as fast as the diminutive quarterbacks. So what is Stefanski going to have to do when that torch is passed? What is he going to have to do offensively to make that work with a smaller quarterback?
Well, what's his skill set? I mean, his skill set is timing. You know, everything on him is timing. You know, you get the ball out. I mean, you know, this was the knock on this guy by the name of Joe Montana, right? Oh, he's kind of little Notre Dame. Yeah, he's pretty good. Last time I checked, he was really good, to be quite honest. And so I'm not calling this kid Joe Montana, but I'm saying, you know, you build your offense around what this guy can do. And if you watch him in the preseason, I mean, he can handle it pretty good. I mean, he can handle the offense when it comes out quick, you know. And when you have a quarterback with not a lot of height, at times you got to move the pocket a little bit to give him some easy throws where he can see things. You know, you always worry about, you know, balls over the middle when he's a little guy because these guys put their hands up. And then, you know, it just you get a feel for the guy, and then you say, well, we got to run this now. We got to do a little bit different. You know, he's a little bit different than the quarterback we got right now, and that's okay. But you got to build it around him.
Coach Herm Edwards joining us here on the show. So you watch the Browns. You look at Myles Garrett. But tell me, do you feel like do you feel bad for Myles Garrett? I mean, he had a chance to get a trade.
So
Tell me why.
No. He's getting paid. He wanted the money. Want to stay in Cleveland? You get paid. Okay. Got it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I feel bad for, you know, no. This is what you do as a player. When you get a choice, you got to ask yourself, do I want to stay here or do I want to leave? And then if you stay there, you got to go, okay, I'm staying here. And I want to be a part of this organization. I want to help this organization win. I take my hat off to the guy. He wants to stay there. A lot of these guys anymore, they don't want to stay. They want to go somewhere else, okay? I mean, Michael Parsons, gone, left. Jerry didn't want to pay him, right? Okay, you can leave. You go to Green Bay. Michael Parsons laughing, right? He's in Green Bay. Green Bay, last time I checked, is pretty good.
Yeah,
they might be. They're a Super Bowl contender. So I just think Myles Garrett, I mean, he's a fabulous player. There is no doubt about that. But we've seen this, guys. We've seen this in great players in our league. They're at a place and they spend their whole career there, and they never get the fruits of their labor. You know, some of them get into one or two playoff games and that's it. And you go, man, whole career, never gotten two playoff games. I mean, most teams aren't going to the Super Bowl, by the way. We know that. We call that Super Bowl. I'm going to the Super Bowl. Really? Really, man? You going to Super Bowl? You know how hard it is to go to Super Bowl? They all think they're going. They're not going. Come on.
What we don't want from Miles is any kind of buyer's remorse where just early into a season he sees the quarterback carousel is on and the team is losing a lot of games and the defense just can't be out there on every possession and act like it's the Super Bowl. Like, eventually that dam breaks. He even spoke to that. So as a head coach, how do you monitor what, especially if you're an offensive head coach, how do you monitor guys on the defense who feel like the offense isn't holding up their end of the bargain?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have a leadership group on your team that you select as a head coach. There's about five or six guys on both sides of the football. They're your leaders. Myles Garrett has to be one of those guys. But see, Myles Garrett is a pro's pro. He's a pro's pro. Okay, he's a pro's pro. And you look at him and you go, okay. When he goes out there, he understands this. My name's on the back of this jersey. No one else's name. This name belongs to me. I play for the Cleveland Browns. And I'm going to make sure when I play and they turn the film on and go, ooh, boy, that guy's really good, man. There's a certain level that he's going to play at. And is he frustrated at times? Yeah. But that's what makes him who he is. That's what makes him a great player. We've seen this, guys. We've seen this in NFL history. There have been a lot of great players. Never get to the playoffs, no less to a Super Bowl. And you say, man, how this dude's like, this is, he's that kind of guy, right? You feel bad for him. And you go, oh, I feel bad for the guy. But he's like, hey, man, that's the league. The NFL's hard. It's hard, man. And if you're in the wrong spot at the right time and there's another team in your – think about this. Okay, playoffs. There was a time when the Buffalo Bills, back in the era when I was coaching in Kansas City, and everything went through Buffalo. If you're going to get to the Super Bowl, you got to beat the Buffalo Bills. And years went by, and nobody could beat the Buffalo Bills. Now this team called the Kansas City Chiefs. Now they're 0-2. I get it right now. But everything went through Kansas City for the last 3 or 4 years, right? If you don't beat those guys, you ain't going. So. It's funny how it works. You could be in a division where you have a team that's dominant for 5 or 6 years, and you think about it this way as a player. You never get to the big game because of that team.
Herm Edwards joining us here on the show. Tone, when we make comparisons and we're like, well, quarterbacks, and we're watching drafts, and we're waiting on this guy, and now honestly, Coach, I feel like we're further away than ever because as soon as we start talking about QBs, now the QB position has changed where there seems like there's less elite ones, and you got to work with all these guys where the answer is not as simple as it used to be, where it's like, okay, go find your quarterback, and you can get the number one overall pick, and you're going to be taken care of, and everything's right. going to be fine. And it's like, now there's like six guys, and her, like, coach, I put out six different guys, and everyone, they're all trash.
Nobody
they're
wants
trash.
Them.
Nobody wants them.
Right.
And here we are, we're looking like right down the barrel of a tough season, and it's like, okay, well, the answer is not necessarily out there, so what the hell are we supposed to do here?
Well, you know, I think like anything is that you realize that you look at a quarterback and you say, well, a quarterback's got to carry us. Yeah, he got to carry you to a certain extent, but also this is why when you draft and you build your team, you know, look, this is what, and I'm not saying this because I played for Philly, but Philly did a nice job of doing what? They built it from the ground up. And when I say that, I mean this. They went and got offensive and defensive linemen. And let's say, let's be a physical football team. And if we get a quarterback, you know, that's really good. And if we get a special quarterback, that's really special. But if we could just get a quarterback that can just play, and we have all these other parts, we're good. And we don't need the quarterback to carry the team. He just needs to drive the car, right? And that's the easier way to do it. Because when you go after a quarterback and you say, this is the guy, more fail than have success, right? It's a failure league when it comes to quarterbacks. Okay, let's make that perfectly clear. It is. Mm-hmm. And this is why you see regimes changing and coaches change. Now, there are certain teams, when you get a quarterback – and you got him, you go, ooh, we have a 10-year run, right? I mean, Buffalo Bills. You go, oh, boy, they got a quarterback. Yeah, but there's only one Josh Allen. There's only one guy. There's 32 starting quarterbacks. There's only one Josh Allen. There's not 32 of them. And they're all unique, and how do you use the guy to win games with? Right? That's what you got to do. I mean, look, when the Browns were rolling and Bernie Kosar was the quarterback, all right, it was Bernie Kosar. But it was like, okay, Bernie Kosar. But they had a great defense, had a good running game. I was like, oh, man, these Cleveland Browns, man, you don't want to play them dudes.
What do you make of the Patrick Mahomes situation? And you wouldn't say he's gotten worse, right? Can't be his fault.
You know, it's like he's gotten away with this when you watch him. His mechanics are like, He's never – it's like Archie Manning, by the way, in Texas, right? He made enough throws in his career where he's off platform, where his feet, hips, and shoulders aren't aligned, and he's made a lot of these sideline side throws and all that, you know, little cute throws. Everybody goes, woo! That's become a pattern now, right? It's become a pattern of how he plays. And now all of a sudden – he's lost some accuracy. I mean, he missed one down the sideline. Mm-hmm. There was no – the defender was 10 yards behind the guy, and he overthrew him by 10 yards. But this is what happens when these quarterbacks all of a sudden – you know, everybody wants to throw a sidearm now. You know, these little sidearm, little cute passes, and all of a sudden everything becomes that way, and you lose your mechanics of how to throw a football, and then your accuracy goes away. That's what you see when the guys aren't accurate. You say, oh, man, look at his base. His feet are going to the left. His shoulders are pointed to the right. His hips are going the wrong way. And he's trying to throw a ball. And they complete those every once in a while. And everybody goes, woo! But then all of a sudden, it becomes a pattern. And then all of a sudden, the accuracy leaves. That's what I see from my view of looking at it. That's what I see in Archie Manning, right, in college.
Yeah.
I say Archie because I got two daughters who go to Texas, by the way. So that's why I'm a little bit of a Texas fan, right? And I'm watching him, and I'm going, the poor guy, he don't play from a base anymore. He's trying to throw these sidearm throws and all this other stuff. Just stand up in the pocket, plant your feet, get your hips turned, your shoulders turned right, and throw the ball.
Joe Burrow gets injured again, and obviously everybody knows offensive line's an issue, but I kind of wonder if he's got to just learn how to play differently the rest of his career, meaning just get rid of the football.
Yeah.
Can he play that way?
He's going to have to learn how to play that way because if not, he's going to get hurt. You know, I always just tell quarterbacks this. Hey, look, know when the journey's over, man. Just when I had Jaden, at Arizona State, I should tell him, all the, hey, Jaden, know when the journey's over now. When you lead a pocket, just make sure you protect yourself because you got to play the next play. Doesn't do you any good standing on the sideline with me. And you're right, the offensive line, you know. But you know what I say about this? Here's what's funny to me. Okay. You got a choice as a play caller. You want to release five and block with five and get your quarterback hit a lot? Go ahead and do that. Now, you have an alternative. You can protect with six. You can actually protect with seven if you want. And the quarterback don't get hit a lot. But most of these guys, they want five out. Everything's five out. Five out. Okay, go five out. I'm going to hit your quarterback. So somewhere along the line, you got to tell yourself, you know what? This five out is getting this quarterback killed. I'm going to have to protect him a little bit more. Let's keep six in every once in a while. And maybe every once in a while, if we want to play action, let's keep seven in so he doesn't get hit. Look, that's just me. I don't know a whole lot about football, but that's just me. Watch.
Boy, you mentioned Jaden in college. Just overall, I remember when it was a red flag if there was a quarterback who had changed high schools one time. That was like a red flag. Coach is like, I don't know. I don't want any part of that. Well, now, obviously, all these guys, the NIL money, the different high schools, the different colleges, do you think that is impacting the development of quarterbacks right now? Do you think that's why we're sitting here looking at what was supposed to be a really talented class of quarterbacks and going, man, none of these guys are playing consistent?
Well, especially if they leave a place and they go to another place, and who's, you know, I always say the quarterback and the offensive coordinator are tied together. Who's the guy calling the plays? Is it your plays, or is it what the quarterback can do? Are you willing to massage your offense to what the quarterback can do? If not, you got a problem. Right, and that's the problem. And, you know, most of these quarterbacks now, when you watch them, because this is the era. It used to be the era where the quarterback played in the pocket. Now it's the era of quarterback. They want to create, right? If you don't create as a quarterback, it's like, oh, man, you can't play quarterback anymore. In other words, yeah, you get to lead the pocket, man. You get to run around, and you get to throw it all over the yard. You get to, and this is why you see a lot of them, and they go, they have where's the mechanics of the quarterback? It's freelance football, right? Because that's what all these quarterbacks think they got to do to play at the next level. I got to be one of those guys.
Coach, we can't thank you enough for the time. You've been wonderful with us. We sincerely appreciate it and hope to talk to you again soon, Coach. Thank you.
My pleasure. Hang in there, guys. It'll get better. It'll get better. Just hang on in there. It's hard
so
right
says
now.
You. But it, so says you.
It gets better.
Coach, thank you very much. Take care.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.